What up, folks? We got ads. Today's episode is brought to you by Amio. Amio is a travel booking platform that makes planning a journey in Europe and North America effortless. Just enter your travel details and Amio will magically give you all the train, bus, flight, and ferry options for your journey. It's never been simpler to book your first real vacation for 2021. Best of all, using Amio saves you time and money. That's a win-win in our books. Amio wants to help you leave your house this summer by offering 5% off your next booking. Just head to Amio.com and use the code LISTENER5 at checkout. Valid until the 30th of June. For new users on all modes of transport, it's just a pick-me-up 2021 needs. Amio. Plan, book, and love the journey. Terms and conditions.
I think it's time we blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Boom!
A stunt actor.
She does stunts, like karate stunts. She's a stunt woman.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Back once again, goddammit,
with another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline of Chasing the Dream. I'm your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. Today, back once again, we have on the airways, the big broski, the champ champ. I don't even think people understand what the champ champ
is. Yeah, they don't know what the champ champ is.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and listen to some Full Metal.
But it's your boy.
Hand of God.
Kevin Anthony Smith.
Metal Hand of God. Jesus Christ.
Say the whole name like a serial killer, you hear me?
Boom. Fun. Ooh, we're here today on the day of the death of Paul Mooney. And it's probably a terrible way to start.
That'll give you a good date.
Yeah, that'll definitely date this, and people are sad. I wonder if he's gonna be one of those black ghosts that's gonna go haunt the white folks.
You know who's real sad? A bunch of little boys in West Hollywood.
Oh, the ones that's not about to get a shot down because Paul Mooney's gone.
Paul Mooney not gonna give it to him.
Can't touch your butt, so. Y'all ain't about to get fucking seen by anybody now. Gonna have to find somebody else to suck off. That's gonna be crazy. Hollywood, they got them out there like that. Man, California's wild. The time I was out there, I was telling, this earlier, that I remember the last, my toes. I have small toes. So where we're going with this is, I met somebody because Hollywood is just nothing but freaky, nasty people out there. And I remember at this party, I met this old lady, and she was, older lady, and basically she was just like really, really freaky old lady, and she was nice.
You said old at first, so how old was she?
She's probably, she has a daughter that has a child, and she also has a child. The child doesn't have a child, but... She has another child that she just had. So she's like late 40s, early 50s maybe.
She has a daughter with a child.
Yes.
And then she just had a child.
Yes.
So her daughter's child is older than her sibling.
Yes.
That's fucked up when parents do that. Because y'all could wind up going to the same fucking school.
It's very funny I said that like that because I don't think she has a daughter. I mean, I don't think the daughter has a child now. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think that the daughter has a child. But she does have a daughter that does burlesque. That's she just had another child.
That's how old girl across the street was.
It's very weird. It's very... But, you know, all I say that to say because I have small toes. And I guess her fetish is that she likes to lick toes and shit. And my toes, they don't split far. You know, I can't really pick up like markers and shit with my toes and all that. I don't have the two knuckles on my toes. I got one. It's like, it looked like an elephant foot. I really like, yeah, like a stumpy elephant foot.
You just got two nails attached to an ankle.
Yeah, basically. Basically, you know, don't have my ankles swell up. You know, it ain't nothing but fucking nub down there. So, you know, she decides to like lick between each of my toes, and she started with the pinky one first, and she split each of my toes. Like, you know how when you're in the pool for too long, and in the between your toes and under your toes split. Yeah, she split them fuckers. I was like, this is not sexy or fun.
I thought my feet was gonna do that today.
Yeah, it was terrible. We're back at work, by the way. I know. The last time I was on here, I was fucking venturing off in New York and shit. And,
oh, you told them about our hiatus from working.
Well, nope. They're going to know now. They're knowing now. Motherfucker was on a two-month hiatus. Oh, it felt good. Was it 2 months? Was it longer than 2 months?
It was 2 months.
It was 2 months? Ooh.
It was from to last week.
Yeah. Good times.
It was like all of March and all of April.
Yeah. Yep.
It was right at 2 months.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That was a good time. And people started calling again, and it's like, well, I guess. It just feels weird. It feels weird not working, even though that's my goal, is to not work and just, you know, get paid for comedy. Oh. Which is starting to happen, but it's not fast money. It's not quick money. It's not like I'm not well known or anything like that. So this is still part of the grind. So it's like, all right, gotta get back to work.
I fucking hated not working.
You didn't like it at all?
Fuck no.
Oh, well, you got different priorities now. you have many children.
That's why I was gone all the fucking time.
Yeah, you were always gone.
Every other weekend, I was going to a different fucking city.
Yeah, you spread your seed pretty widely, and so you know your kids are all over.
Ain't that what
God said to do?
Yeah, ain't that what Jesus? Yeah, go Jesus forth and be. Not Jesus. It wasn't Jesus. He didn't say that.
You got to sow your seeds. Be fruitful.
Go forth and be fruitful. I think that's what the whole plot of Coming to America 2 is about.
Wasn't that the first one? Where he was supposed to go find a wife?
Yeah. And see, he got the repercussions of what the fuck he went and did when he was in America. Why we didn't see that part of the movie in the first one? Like, wouldn't that have been included in the fucking movie if you got drunk and went home with this chick?
Yeah, that should have.
That would have been in
but
the first
one. But they didn't
movie.
Know they was going to be making the second one. You see how long it took them to make the second one? This just kind of came out of the air. So it's like, let's just throw a fucking, you know, this happened, but y'all didn't see it.
Because Eddie is coming back. Eddie is gradually working his way back into that.
He already apologized. He apologized for fucking being 20 and naive, you know.
What, when he was saying his shit?
Yeah.
Nigga, how you apologize from 1986?
Yep. Well, shit, it's cancel culture now. Motherfucker, you better, or motherfuckers are going.
How you cancel somebody from 1986? It's y'all stupid. Canceling motherfuckers. Y'all need to, like, stop using dollars. Stop using all paper money, because you should be able to cancel all them motherfuckers whose pictures on there, since y'all canceling people and shit.
We still never got our Harriet Tubman 20s.
Man, fuck, man. First of all.
That's crazy that was supposed to be a thing.
Like, why?
They drew that.
Are y'all getting fucking Harriet Tubman and putting her on the $20 bill, and y'all got the slaviest picture of Harriet Tubman to put on that bitch? You know they got other motherfucking photographs of Harriet Tubman. You gonna fucking get her the ugliest of the pictures. Remember George Washington had on a fake wig on his damn picture. Y'all got Harriet Tubman with the fucking runaway slave bonnet on her fucking head, and y'all gonna put her on the 20? And you know what? Racist motherfuckers ain't gonna take that 20. They're gonna be like, nah, we don't accept them trains.
We'll acknowledge
them
these
railroad 20s. Uh-uh, we don't do them.
That'd be something.
What? You know they would do that shit.
You
gotta come with the.
I don't know. I ain't got no other chains to give you, sir. Give me ones.
But again, who
fives and tens?
Who else is still using cash?
Yeah, well, after the pandemic, not many people want to use cash as much anymore. Plus, this plastic is the way to go. Plastic is way, but you know, everything's
non-eco-friendly.
Start dealing with shekels, or let's start bartering. Let's do that. Let's trade. Let's trade work for like food and shit. And if you go to the store and be like, hey, let me move these boxes, and you know, you can't
trade.
Give me some bread.
You can't trade. They gotta find a way to be able to tax you. That's why you can't trade pussy for money.
Just add another box to the boxes that I gotta pick up already. A smaller box, and that's the tax. Move these boxes to the back, and then I gotta tax you real quick. So let me put this smaller, less heavier box on top of that one. Now you move both of these boxes. Now you tax.
That's the
now
10
I can get
cent?
The bread and meat. So I can go. Yeah, that's your tax right there. That's your 10 cent tax. That's.
But then who that extra little box going to? That's still going to the same fucking person.
Nah. You just working for it. So they just got random boxes for people to move from one area to another. You got to do some type of physical labor, and that's your work.
That's, and you bartering your work, your time, just
yes.
Moving these fucking boxes?
Yeah, move this box from this end of the fucking warehouse to that end of the warehouse, and boom. You can do this. Like, we don't, unless they got something for you to do, then you can do something that you can do whatever they need you to do. But other than that, you just go ahead and move some shit. You know what? That's not fair.
And
that's not fair for everybody.
I was about to say, they're not going to give you money. They're going to give you something for it.
No. You don't get money.
You get something in return for doing this.
Yeah.
But you got to come and do some shit.
Take it back to the old days where, you know, I'm gonna bring you two cows and you let me fuck your daughter after that. That's all I want. I'm gonna give you these two cows, boom. Now I get to smash your daughter.
No, but then you would have to keep the daughter after that too. Like, you giving up these cows, you about to take, because I got to feed these cows until I kill them and eat them. So you got to take this girl off of my hand.
Until the cows die, right?
No, they're not gonna die. They are gonna eat the motherfuckers, or they're gonna use it to make milk.
But then you can get more cows, and you just keep buying people that way, right?
You go let a bull fuck your cow, and then you make more cows,
right? But you already have more cows, so you can just get a harem. That you can start pimping that way, right?
With cows?
Back in the old days, isn't that a good way to start pimping? Like, I'm gonna buy your two daughters with these four cows. Boom. And I already got cows at the house, though, because I'm making more cows.
Oh, you making more cows.
I'm making more cows. And it's making a lucrative business.
You're making more daughters, too.
Yeah. And you go ahead and sell these two cows. And then, boom, you give me that. And then I go ahead and I just... And then I got, like, I have a brothel at my house. I got a brothel after that. And then, you know, it's just...
So you just got a bunch of prostitutes at your house that you didn't bought... For some cows.
Yeah. Why? I don't know. I have no idea why. I don't even know where I was going with that. I think that if people, it's just because it's crazy though, because you could buy.
You know how much
you could
work
buy people.
You had to do?
You could buy people with fucking farm animals and shit back then. Just like, hey, I give you these two sheep.
There wasn't really buying people.
No, they weren't buying them. It was like, hey, you let me marry your daughter.
This had to be your wife.
Yes. Yeah, you let me marry your daughter, and I'm gonna give you.
There was a point in time when they was buying people, though.
With fucking livestock?
I think they used to be able to trade, like, you could trade, like, two cows for a hefty nigga. A hefty nigga and a pickaninny. I think I seen that on a coupon or something. It was like, oh, for $12.
They had coupons back then?
What? They had a whole list, like a menu of niggas.
Oh.
And they said, we got a good cooking wench, I think they called her. A wench with three pickaninnies.
That's little kids?
Yeah.
Ah.
We have a bull stud, good for field work.
Huh.
That dude was $20.
And this wasn't too long ago.
Oh, it was long enough ago.
Long enough for the generations to die out of those white families that used to do that?
Oh, no.
Probably
no,
not.
Not that long.
Not that long. So, no, that's still a bloodline that's
Yeah, probably a lot of famous bloodlines that was doing that shit.
Hmm. It's wild. That's wild. It wasn't. Son, it's great now that, you know, we get to live this life. But if you always think about it, back then, it's like, oh, nigga, we just missed the dumb shit. Nigga, we just missed the bullshit. Like, that's... Woo, like, all of the... But, like, we're doing dumb shit to ourselves now. But, oh, boy, just imagine, like, if this was that time, like, if we could still do podcasts, but we were still slaves, like, oh, we...
How you doing a podcast? You a slave? Like,
secretly. Nigga, oh, we doing secret. We not supposed to be, but we...
So we still slaves when we got this kind of technology?
We have this technology.
Oh, we sneaking all kinds of shit.
Definitely. I mean, it's smart. Oh, you know,
people going to get in trouble.
No, people are going to die. People are either that or get dismembered. Like, it is going to be something. It would be serious if it was, you know, slave times with modern technology.
It wouldn't work. Well, yes, it would, because it still goes on. Like in other countries, they still
Lebanon just had, wasn't it the Lebanese that were just getting fucking enslaved and shit not too long ago? Motherfuckers had cameras on them. Was like, look what we doing.
It was Lebanese people.
I think they were Lebanese. I think
that is,
wasn't it? I think it was somebody.
But
sure,
everybody had slaves. I just don't think that everybody who had slaves everywhere else got pictures and statues to the motherfuckers that had slaves. Like, I think only we do that shit.
That is fucked up. Remember this guy? Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, other places got statues of dictators and shit.
But that seems like that's on the dictators, though.
Oh, because they make you. They put make that you shit.
Put the yeah, and us down here was like, hey, remember, hey, this guy was cool, right? He was cool. I mean, he was cool with us. He did. We gonna make a statue of him, and then boom, now we got a statue of some, and niggas is like, nah, fuck that, take it down.
Like that big ass fucking statue of Sam Houston that's on 45. That motherfucker has to be like 100-something feet tall. It's a big ass white statue in the bushes in the fucking, like, it's lit up from the ground where it's always lit. This big white man that you know he has slaves, but the highway is named after him. So it's cool to have this big dude watching over you as you're driving down the highway.
Yeah, is that what it is? He's watching over us?
He's watching over everything.
Matter
of fact, the city is named after him, isn't it?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Houston?
Yeah.
Sam Houston? I guess then. Well, I don't know much about the culture out here. I tend to not give a fuck. Many places that I go to, you know. California was cool. Did I learn about the culture? Nah. New York was awesome. Did I go learn the culture? Did you go to museums or the Eiffel Tower or anything like that? I mean, I saw it. I didn't fucking go to it.
The Eiffel Tower?
The Eiffel Tower, not the Eiffel Tower. I said the Eiffel Tower when I was out there.
You asked people what it's an Eiffel Tower?
I did not. No, I ain't talk to nobody. People talked to me. I was like, out here by my dolo. No, thank you. Let me just go explore by myself. What is out there? The World Trade Center?
The Statue of Liberty?
No, not the Statue of Liberty. I saw that, but I didn't go there either.
The World Trade Center.
I want Ground Zero.
Oh,
I would like to have seen Ground Zero. That would have been nice.
Where it used to be.
Yeah.
The Empire State Building is there.
Empire State Building. There you go. That shit. I walked by and I was like, all right, cool. And I was trying to go to Dykeman's. I was about to say Dickman's, and they do not like that.
So, they don't like you saying Dickman's?
No, it's Dykeman's. Dykeman's dog. But the place that I was supposed to go to, I never got to. And it sucked, but it didn't suck. You know, it was cool, but then it was like, oh, that. So what I was seeing was not really what I was supposed to be seeing. I was just being at all as some random regular shit. I was just like, oh, excited about regular shit? Nigga, this is... It was cool. I mean, regular shit was nice because I ain't never seen it before. But if I would have got to see the shit that they told me to go see, now that's when you're having a good time.
Did you get to go to the stand?
The stand?
Yes, the stand.
No.
Oh, the cellar?
No, I didn't go any of those places.
Oh.
No. I don't even know if those places were still doing shit. What is that? I have no idea. It's very random. Is the dishwasher on? It shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be.
Apparently, we have ghosts in this house. Updates. There you go. Just since we're in this new house here, we have a pink-haired ghost, apparently. Pink-haired ghost and another random ghost that just likes to fuck with electronics, apparently. Fan doesn't work. My fan just went out. And the dishwasher likes to come on whenever it feels like, just randomly, you know.
Right. Apparently, this pink hair goes be trying to get people in trouble.
Definitely,
leaving hair and shit.
Definitely try to get people in trouble. It's like, this is not, no. Mm-mm. Who this hair for? I have no idea, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Where does it come from? Mm-hmm. Pink hair lady. Pink. I hope Paul Mooney fucking puts an end to this because he needs to stop all ghosts. That's all because apparently all ghosts are just white because they ain't slaves. Yeah, ain't shit. So, you know, hopefully all this fucking poltergeist shit comes to an end. Yeah, but it won't because I'm pretty sure all of it is fake. All of it. And people eat it the fuck up. You know what I used to eat up for the longest time? Those Bigfoot fucking shows? I used to eat that shit up.
Oh, you used to watch
up.
The fuck out of them
shows? I used to watch the fuck out of it. I'm like, today is the day.
All they do is run around in the woods and make noise.
Oh,
and be like, oh, look at
the
this.
Day.
This look like some Sasquatch shit.
Yeah, you know what that is? You know, that's a show of edging. Nigga. That's just like, oh, you about to come, but you really don't come. And it's like, ah, nigga, we ain't never gonna come. Like, this is not, I don't want, nope. I can't keep doing this. You can't keep making me fall for this dumb shit.
Like, why on the damn ghost shows, they don't never find a ghost? You be having, like, temperature changes and shit. You could do that with the air conditioner.
Like, I've always wondered how they was gonna catch it, cause like it's not showing up like apparitions, nothing like that. You nobody's catching apparitions on the fucking camera, and that's fuck Ghostbusters did. If you want to be Ghostbusters, bitch, be like nigga. I need to see something. Or I'm not gonna keep watching
but
this
you,
shit.
But you doing a ghost show the whole time, like all of these years. You don't think you would have caught at least something?
I mean, noises and shit, but, you know, that's in EMP, the electromagnetic pulses that they have when they go out with the little Geiger meters and fucking try to pick up fucking signals and shit. I don't know. It's far-fetched for me.
There's so many fucking shows that I'm pretty sure that somebody would have caught something.
You know what I like? Bring back Jeremy Wade, man. Motherfucker needs to go fishing again. Nigga, go River Monsters.
With Jeremy Wade?
The River Monsters guy. Nigga that used to go fishing for the big fucking fish in River Monsters. That's where you learned about the goonch catfish.
The goonch?
Yeah, the goonch catfish, that big-ass catfish.
Oh, the one that they be sticking their hand in the mouth to
That was from noodling. No. I mean, I don't know if that's a goonch, but goonch is a really big... and the arapaimas, the ones with the fucking hard-ass heads.
Arapaimas.
Yeah, the arapaima is a really big-ass fish. And the fish that has teeth, has human teeth.
I seen that fish.
Yeah.
And that's like God just cracking a joke. He was like, hey, look, watch this. And then he made that. He's like, I got that's people teeth.
That is a scary looking fish. Fish with teeth. Fish that look like they talk with a human personality. I don't like it. Mm-mm. Yeah, but that was an awesome ass show. I don't think he could do it anymore. He fucked his arm up. Fucking ripped his bicep.
Ripped his bicep doing what?
Fucking catching a big ass stingray, I believe.
I have no clue.
Is that outside? Is the government trying to fucking bug our house?
They're telling you stop talking about that slave shit.
Oh, is that what it is? They're just mad because we fucking sullied their plan to have the slave Tubman? They didn't.
Are they supposed to still be changing that shit?
Yeah, probably not. They probably was just fucking
bigging up black people for a minute and was like, look, look, we're sorry. Look what we're going to do for you guys. We're like, hey.
Did we ask for this?
No, but they just figured, you know how white people do. Like, let's do something for them just to show our gratitude. You know how when they all fucking got on the camera and was like, I feel for you or I'm sorry.
All them famous people?
Yeah. I was like, who told y'all to do that? Who the fuck said do this? I want to know who put y'all in the group chat and was like, this is a good idea and we should do this for the black people. What?
Looking all sad in the camera.
Nobody asked for that. Like, you try too hard. They try way too hard.
But they wasn't really sad because they rich sitting in their mansion. So you're not, yeah, what you're are not you doing? Sad at shit.
Why? Why are you doing this?
You're faking like you sad for.
No one cares.
You're getting your jacuzzi.
On this fucking 4K Sony that you're shooting with, huh? And the whole fucking production crew behind you.
You got a ring light because I can see it in your eyeballs because they look beautiful right now.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. But, you know, sometimes you do need to upgrade on things. And quality is good. Quality is good. So that's one of the reasons why I'm upgrading. Sort of. You know, I'm trying. I've gotten one poem mixed and mastered.
One of them.
One of them. Yeah. I would like to get more of them done. It sounds a lot better. And this I can is do so a, much more with it.
A fancy little doohickey microphone.
Yeah, I mean, I got the whole setup right thing here. Going on. And
you got the no COVID spit shield on the mic.
Well,
shit.
No, definitely COVID catches in here. Like all of the, I mean, it just stops it from getting to
the mic,
to the big mic. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pop guard, just so my peas don't come through like fucking piercing. You know?
Oh, so they don't go pum.
Yeah, oh, see, you know, okay. It doesn't spike and shit, which is nice. Also, this helps. It muffles things when fucking DC did this ASMR with the Mama Noodles. That picked it up nicely, and you was able to hear without it being so fucking, yeah. But, you know, yeah, you got it upgrading. It has to happen. I've gotten a green screen, and that's fun. That's fun to fuck around with, but then it's like, Is this going overboard with everything that I'm doing? Because the shit used to be outside and fucking a beautiful place. Now I'm inside with the green screen. And if I don't get the green screen right, and I wish I would never have it to the point to where it looks like it's on TV or anything like, I mean, look like, you know, movie quality. But I do pretty well, but I don't have like Final Cut Pro or nothing like that. So I can't really fine tune. Like, there's ways to fine-tune and shade, but, yeah, and then that's, like, getting into it and then learning the actual program and shit, and I'm like, nah, I don't have that time. Do I have the time for that? I don't know. I don't know if I have the time for that. Most of the things I pick up, I'm not really sure if I have the time for it until I start doing it, and then I'm like, oh, I definitely don't have the time for this. I got a shitload of crochet stuff. I'm like, ah, fuck. I made that one loom man. I'm like, shit, man. I really need.
Did you complete the loom?
I got to sew them together.
Oh, you got all of the pieces for
them? Yeah. I made a body and everything. And I'm like, fuck, man. Mama, for my birthday, she gave me a shitload
of yarn.
Oh, yarn, fucking needles, books. See? Bitch, I got the entire hoopla.
Now. Ask your mama where the fuck she got this yarn from.
I don't ask no questions whenever I get things from mama. I never ask questions. I always wonder. I'm like, where you got this from? And how did you get this?
Fucking mama turned up with these exclusive fucking Skittles. Exclusive Skittles that I can't never find no Skittles? Fucking more.
What kind of Skittles were
she gave Jasmine some fucking Sweet Heat Skittles.
Sweet Heat Skittles?
I cannot find these motherfuckers anywhere. I was like, man, where the hell did mama get these damn Skittles from?
Nigga, mama gave me a microwave about a few years ago. It sounds like somebody is spraying down the side of the house or just doing some crazy shit.
But right there by the window?
Yeah, it seems weird.
God damn.
Nigga, mama gave me a fucking microwave that I was like, where did you get this from? And like, you know it's not new. Like, it looked like it was supposed to be new, but it definitely was not new. And like, within the week that I've had that microwave,
nigga, tiny roaches were inside the motherfucker. Like, little bitty baby roaches inside. You know how, like, the button press, like, it, you know how when the screen where between the numbers and that film that's over the button, nigga, the roaches are in there just crawling around and shit. Nigga, you know the roaches are in the light. I'm like, why are y'all not dead? Like,
you know what that's called?
No, what is that called?
That's called ghetto pollination.
Yeah.
When you move roaches from one place to another place, man. Now you have roaches at this place and roaches at that place.
At that
ghetto
day.
Ghetto pollination.
That shit was wild, man. What you call it? Sprayed the fuck out of that inside of that fucking, the entire microwave just sprayed inside of it. I was like, where the fuck did this come from? Hey, you got boots that fit me? I don't understand where you get these boots from, mom. These boots, I wore the shit out of those boots until the fucking soles started doing some dumb shit. And I was like, this is...
Oh, I had some of those too.
This is wild. I don't know why this is doing this.
The entire sole came off, and then it didn't come off all the way. Like, it was off the shoe, but something on the inside was holding on to it.
Your bottom sole?
This entire thing.
Yeah, no, that stayed complete. I'm talking about the inside sole. That little motherfucker.
It went away.
Oh, man. It started crunching up into the front. I'm like, man, it started giving me an arch. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with these shoes?
The boots I wear now, mama gave me.
Uh-huh.
The ones that I'm wearing to work
now. They got a lifespan on them. They got a lifespan on them. It's not long.
Oh, those are official military boots.
Yeah. That's what those were. I mean, they were nice. They were very comfortable. Until that fucking sole started doing some crazy shit. I'm like, yo, I don't know what's going on, but my hip is starting to fuck up. Yeah, it started fucking my hip up. I'm like, I can't do these boots. That's why I got the boots I have now. And these boots here are supposed to be waterproof. And today, apparently, it went way past the threshold of waterproof now.
Oh, my God.
Fucking waterlogged feet. God damn, this is a terrible day. This was and this is what we went back to work for. Yeah, you might be happy to be back at work. Fuck that. I enjoyed my time. I enjoyed my time until I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Then I was like, I'm gonna be productive, and then I was not. I was productive. People, motherfuckers, said, God, you work too much. I'm like, do I? I think I could be working more. I don't know. I need to do something. But you know, those fucking 60 to 70 hours that niggas was working.
Oh
yeah, no, we deserve that. Everybody's like, nah, nigga, you
that time off.
Nobody,
yeah.
I don't know nobody that work like that. Like, bitch, y'all working overnight, 12 hours, bitch, 6 days a week. Oh, that shit was terrible. That shit was terrible. How we did that for 3 months? How long we did that for?
Yeah, no, it was longer than 3 months because it started in December.
5 months? No. Mm-hmm.
4 months? It was four months. Yeah.
Jesus.
It was the beginning of December when it started.
12 hours. Don't miss a day. Never missed a day on him in the beginning.
That's why that motherfucker calling you back now.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
hey.
Hey, what y'all doing? Hey, you know, it's back up, man. It's back up, man. Hey, we coming back from Florida, but them Florida boys don't want to come around here no, man. They from all the way from down Florida coming up here to get that money.
Now, everybody all over the place say them niggas from New Orleans talk bad, man. Them motherfuckers talk bad, too.
They don't slow down. It's like, bitch, I can barely. You sound country, and I need you to slow down because you just running over your words. Bad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, but this is like heavy country here. They slow with it. And I love it too because it's like, oh, you are meant to be heavy. You are meant to be a heavy person. I get it. Like this persona fits you. Like this is a big Texas niggas. And it's like, okay, all right, big pokey. That's why niggas name shit like that.
Son, it's understandable. I go back to New Orleans. Mama show me a different thing and ask me,
can you fix it?
What can I do with that?
Oh. she always show me something that's broken. She like, babe, can you fix my baby? Can you fix this for mama? I don't know what that is.
She done had the weirdest, most randomest shit. Like, she had the little box that you used to have to use on old TVs to plug in, like, your game.
Oh, the converter box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and it was nothing but, it didn't even have HDMI. It had the red, white, and the yellow.
The coax cables? I mean, the RGBs?
Yes. And then on the front, it had something to where you could put, like, those big-ass camera memory cards in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was like, what I could do with that? I could get cable with that? Like, no.
Can first I of get all, cable with this? This is a convert. It's like, where did you get this from? Yeah.
Because they do not sell this in the store anymore.
Oh, my God.
Where the fuck did you get this
from? How did you find this? I'm always wondering where she gets shit from. You're like, hey, baby, you want some potatoes? I'm like, Ma.
Where did you get these potatoes?
You have a crate full of potatoes. What are you going to do with this? No, I don't want these potatoes. What the fuck? What am I going to do with that? She finds something to do with it. I'm going to make some potato pie. I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I'm like, Ma, oh my God.
With the randomest of shit.
Random. Oh, you got to love her. Got to love her for it. She's very innovative. She's going to use everything. Everything. That's that hood mentality. And that's New Orleans mentality, though. Motherfucker, that's why I don't throw shit away. Nigga, I just threw them potatoes away that we had on the fucking counter right there. And bitches grew arms and legs, son.
You could have went and stuck them in the ground. Yeah, made more potatoes.
That is true. It was making more potatoes in that bag. Ecosystem. Just like my bonsai tree, which is growing nicely. I got little spruce needles coming out. I spray it every now and then when I go take a tinkle because I leave it on the...
Spruce needles?
Little needles coming out. I got the needles. They're not spruce needles because it's a bonsai tree. But there's needles that come out
How
when it first
starts.
How long
is it going to take for this little
bonsai tree to start? Grow? Well, it took less than 1 to 2 months for it to grow in that median that I have it in. It said 1 to 2 months, but it took within the month
for it to grow into a tree?
Not in a tree, nigga. Just a fucking... You know how weed grows.
Yeah.
It takes a minute. Yeah, I mean, okay. It comes out as a baby first. Like,
how long? No, because
before it grows into the, what you call it?
This is a miniature tree with bark.
Yeah. Not sure.
Oh, okay.
I can look it up, though, because there's a form for it.
Because is it going to take years for it to get like that?
Shit, it's supposed to take 1 or 2 months just for it to pop out the seed.
Oh, just for a sprout to come out?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
With weeds, you do that shit in 2 days?
Yeah, depending on if you know how to do it right. Yeah, definitely. Fucking as soon as as soon as I did it correctly, they immediately popped out. Like, it didn't take much longer.
Wait, you have more than one?
I had 4 seeds in there.
In one pot?
Yeah.
They said put 4 in one pot?
God, the first 2 didn't take. The first 2, I did it like I usually do weed, and I put it in the paper towel, and then I put the paper towel in the fucking plastic.
Germinated.
Yeah, and the germination didn't take on those, so I was like, because it's a very small seed, so I'm like, fuck it. So I put it in the median.
Allegedly. The fuck's going on?
Allegedly. Of course. So, but this bonsai tree, though.
Yeah.
Bonsai tree. I wasn't able to germinate the proper way that I normally would germinate whenever I'm trying to, you know, germinate my seeds. But the median that they had, it's not like the rock wool or nothing like that. It's more like an earthy type of median. So putting it in there, it's already supposed to take on the moisture.
That's also another reason why I was gone every other weekend, because I germinated my seeds.
Hey, there it is. There it is. Let them incubate and they'll come out into fat, chunky, tumbling babies. Somebody's definitely trying to. They're bombing our house. It sounds like somebody's lighting the wick in our whole house is the bomb.
Why keep coming back to the window?
I don't know. What other windows would they? I mean, they could come to the front.
Yes.
Yeah, they could. Oh. Oh yeah.
whoever's doing this needs to be fired. You know what? And I think since I have the power to get people fired, I think he's going to lose his job.
Who's ever doing what?
Who was ever making this noise on side of our house like that needs to be fired from whatever they work from. But that's, I have it feels great to have the power to get somebody fired by saying some random shit. I didn't tell, but I kind of told. And I mean, but I ain't want to, but I needed to. It was like, bitch, you going to get me fired. I can't have this. I can't have what's about to happen. So I said, nigga, on a slight slick, nigga. I was like, hey, let me talk to you for a second. Come here. How she work with other people? Like, how this person fell off with other motherfuckers.
Like, how you get to work and nigga put you working with the face bitch at work?
That is something.
Oh, and I appreciated how you broke down the definition of bus back to people on
the podcast.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you, yeah. I figured I'm putting it in a bit now. But yeah, now I figured that it would be good for people to understand what that is. Because some people's like, well, bus back? What is that? Oh, yeah.
It took a minute for me to realize that. Oh, it was just only us saying that to each other.
Not many. Mm-hmm. It's very gross.
Because then we could make each other laugh.
Yeah.
Because the most disgustingness of disgusting is face bitch bus back.
Yeah. Oh. People hear it now. People just hear the word. Nah, I did that in when I did the boxing show and I said bus back. People was like, oh. I was like, yeah, you get it. You get it. It sounds exactly like what it sounds like.
You never heard it before? Because people be shocked when they first hear it. They be like, what you say?
Y'all understand you what bussing is.
But you know what I'm talking about.
My busted baby? Yeah, bus back. But yeah, no, see, the bus back is that's not, people don't really understand. It's like, bus back? Like, yeah, you bust it, and then she spit it back out, like,
have
somewhere.
Have you done a podcast since we've been working?
I've done one, no. Not since we've been working.
No. So everybody doesn't know that Kyle got put to work with the face bitch.
Oh, yeah, this is fresh. Yep.
And
this is
the first day working together, she says, oh.
Immediately tells me.
I used to fuck everybody I work with. Like, yeah, it's like, hold on.
What are we doing here? I don't even know you. I don't even know your shit. I didn't even read your name on your hard hat yet to know you. So,
and apparently it wasn't a secret because the foreman dude.
Oh yeah, he immediately
knew that she was sleeping with the dude that she was working with.
That's what he told me. He probably had to break that shit up. I was like, hey man, let me holler at you. I was like, how she fell off with other people, working with other people and shit. Did she work all right? Well, I don't know, man. The last dude she was working with, she was fucking. I was like, I did hear about that. He was like, you heard about it too? I was like, what is going on? This is not a secret? Why is this not a secret? And why are you fucking the electricians? I don't get. Like, this other electricians? Like, I mean, I've talked with this with somebody else, and they were like, I mean, I'm fucking an electrician. And I was like, but nah, we not like that. We not like that type of electrician. Like, we clean electricians. Like, we not the swamp buck. We not the swamp butt Hectors. We not
swamp
that.
Swamp butt Hectors.
We not those electricians. People was like, God, stop being racist. It's like, nah, racist, fuck what you talking about. But what you talking about? True. You ain't never been on a construction site. Until you be on a construction site, you can't tell me shit, all right? Because most of this shit is unsanitary, all right? Fuck what you talking about. And the people that, the portalette man, the porta potty man, the niggas that come to clean the shit, oh, you guess how much they make? Because I don't know yet. But if somebody can go ahead and email me at tellmeajokeyo@gmail.com, you can go ahead and you guess how much a fuck goddamn portalette man makes. A porta potty man that comes and cleans the portalettes, because they comfortable as they do their job. And they eat sandwiches and shit. And they sucking shit.
That's usually a black dude that comes.
It's usually a black guy. Yeah, it's usually a black guy. I wouldn't say they're disgusting looking, but I know they do disgusting things, because I've seen one. No gloves on and nothing.
Just grab their little holes.
And then eat a sandwich.
And then go up in there and y'all take that hose and y'all spray it down with that water. I don't care how clean you just got it. You still splashing that stuff
everywhere. And you're going to pour the blue juice in there?
Pour the blue juice in the bottom.
So if you take the first shit that morning, it's a long shit. Oh, you get blue juice in your asshole. That blue juice splashback. Oh,
fucking porta potty is nothing but an elaborate gross chamber pot with a door.
Yeah,
it's yeah, fucking
I don't
gross
know. I don't know who's bare assing these fucking portalette seats. Well, I do know who's bare assing these portalette
I
seats.
Am.
That guy. That
I
guy
am
right there. Good old broski's bare assing these portalette seats.
Definitely not putting all of this fucking paper
towel down. I can't do
down
it. I cannot do it.
But everybody that heard that just now was like, ugh, yeah, nigga, you raw assing. Raw I clean the shit seats first. Because, first of all right.
How
most
clean,
people,
though?
What?
How clean, though?
How clean can I actually get it?
You can't get it that clean.
Can't get it that clean.
No.
But
no, I clean it, too. But I still layer. I still layer. Because some of, I don't know how. I don't know how. No, I do know how. But, you know, running shits, nigga, if you don't hit the toilet with a running shit.
Oh, no. See, I don't go in those. And if I can't
find. Oh, you
skip
those?
No.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't skip them.
Oh, I'll go in there if I just got a piss. But if I ever got a shit, I'm going in the most cleanest one. If I can't find one, I will not shit. That's that military.
I
don't have
do
to
it
shit.
I don't know.
I would much rather get this poison out of me.
I definitely, as
nah,
I got older, I am lactose with IBS. I'm pretty sure I have IBS.
Oh, that's
I'll shit instantly.
I will not eat cereal on work day. I don't think I ate cereal in 2 years. Nah.
And that's why that milk's still in there, because I couldn't do it. I actually tried the milk. I was like, oh, this is awesome. It's been a minute since I had real milk instead of almond milk. And then I was like, oh, no, this ain't awesome. Because immediately after, I fought something fierce. And I was like, yo.
This is not what's up.
This is not good. I ain't fought in a long time. It's been it's crazy because I don't fought that much now. And it's like, this is awesome. I like that feeling. I don't normally get the bubble guts anymore. When I got a shit, it's awesome shit. It's really good shit. And then I bidet with that thing. I got a bidet. I squirt the asshole, and I'm good after that. Amazing. Amazing. I just changed the diet up. Stop eating terrible shit. Like, oh, no lie. When I was out fucking vacationing, we went to this place called Sam's Super Burger. Oh, and I got just the sloppiest of burgers, cause I'm like, fuck it, it's vacay time. Like I can eat sloppy, cause you know I tried to lean up, so I started eating the eggs and shit, nigga, 6 eggs a day, and then just tried to get my leanness on, and I was like, fuck that, I deserve a burger, so I'm getting a burger now, and the burger, we can take it, come back again. Oh, that's good though, that's good. We need another one though. You gotta get in it. It's like, it's my turn. I'm getting a burger. And so when we get the burger, there it is.
All right.
And so I was like, it's my turn to get the burger. And I got a super double fucking Sammy. I got a super double Sam's Super Burger. Whatever. It was a double burger with fucking bacon and everything on. It had the works on that motherfucker. I was like, yes.
A double burger.
Yeah. And they patties. They have real patties. They like, oh, somebody grandma in the back fucking balling up.
Balling patties?
Yeah.
Making
and then
them bitches?
Slapping that bitch on the fucking grill and then pressing it down with that stone, the heavy stone, and then fucking slapping it on a burger without putting it on no type of paper towel, saying fuck getting the grease off.
Fuck,
put all the grease on it. And then slap some crisp ass bacon on top. Oh, nigga, I ate half the sandwich.
Crispy bacon.
I ate half the sandwich.
I hate when they come and give me that floppy bacon.
Oh, no, I can't do floppy bacon.
I eat floppy bacon, but I don't want floppy bacon on my fucking burger.
I have an entire bit that says that has me like breaking up with somebody because they gave me floppy bacon. Like, I'm like, are you serious? You should know me by now. Like, what are we doing here? Like, you really gave me this rubber ass bacon?
This noodle bacon?
Like, what are we doing? Like, dang, I can use this as a slingshot band. I'm not using this fucking rubber ass bacon. Fucking dangling in my throat because I can't chew it all. No, I don't like it. But they gave me some crispy bacon with this fucking, the fries were dumb. I think they had really stupid fries. But that fucking burger was fucking delicious and it was so big. I think I ate like 3/4 of it. And then Shat. Fiercely, son. Dude.
Dude, like, just fucking super soaker. Like, no hose bar, just like, nigga, more than once. Like, I didn't even know I had that much in me.
Oh.
I fucking shat water slides, my nigga. I was what's happening?
Have you been to the place down here that Brendan was talking about?
No.
D&D Butcher?
Uh-uh. I haven't been to any places that he's mentioned. And I'm like, I am in the place that he's talking.
It got a fucking a burger that you could get. It's like filet mignon meat.
Oh.
With a fried oyster on top.
I don't need the oyster.
With blue cheese crumbles.
I can go with that.
Some thick cut bacon.
Ooh.
And there's some kind of sauce that's on it. And you could get a fried egg.
And an egg? Yeah. Oh, that's a heart attack kind of, right there.
Ramelade sauce.
Yeah.
Man, I got that. Oh, fuck that shit up.
Oh, with the oyster?
Yeah. I love oysters.
I don't. I do not.
Brendan
got
all of that on a steak. He got a filet mignon steak, and they put all of that stuff. I think it's called the carpet bagger.
Oh, that sounds fun.
The carpet bagger is the name of that topping. The topping is the oyster, the fried oyster.
Oh.
With the
blue
cheese crumble.
Oh.
And the bacon and the little ramelade sauce that they have on top of it.
Fucking, the only oysters I eat are the ones that Dave Lewis cooks. Fucking, shout out, Dave.
He charbroils them?
Yeah. It's the only ones I eat.
So charbroiled oysters? You eat charbroiled oysters?
Yeah. But only his.
Only his?
Only his.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he does some shit with rosemary and... And then the hip of some lady or some shit. I don't know. Some type of herb. That's some type of herb he puts in that motherfucker.
He went to the bitch and shaved her hip down. It was like, oh, throw a little hip dust in there.
Just give me some hip moan off of there. Yeah. Spring like, taste that cow. Oh, nigga, that's good. He'd be cooking his ass off.
Man, don't say that.
Also, shout out all aboard Nola. He's gotten his fucking thing going. He's gotten his
boat?
Bought a, yeah, he's got his boats going. He's actually taking cruises and shit. So, all aboard Nola.com if y'all want to cruise when you go down to New Orleans.
So, do you fish?
Hmm?
Or you just go
you're
ride
on a sailboat.
Oh, it's a sail.
I mean, you could probably fish, but it's a, nigga, you're sailing. You're doing things.
Oh,
he's doing things. It's an experience because he's got a sail.
And he's showing you how.
Yeah.
All the stuff. Yeah, that it takes to
and
sail.
Then boom, we're going across Lake Pontchartrain and whatever.
Going Lake Pontchartrain? Man, I've seen sailboats in Lake Pontchartrain before.
He might not be going there, but that's.
But I've seen sailboats in Lake Pontchartrain. I was like, man, it is not windy at all today.
Mm-mm.
Y'all are in the middle of this bitch. Going over to Slidell. Not Slidell. Mm-hmm. To the other way. Covington.
Oh, the other way, yeah. Going across the Bonnie Carrot. Is that the Bonnie Carrot? That's crazy that those rocks move.
That's a twin span.
Twin span. I've always wanted to know this because this boggles my mind every time it happens. Where the fuck do cold sweats come from?
Your body?
Hey, but why? Now, I understand that, but what makes it happen? To where I'm cold, but I'm also sweating. Like, yeah, I'm uncomfortable, but I'm also, like, no, I'm always uncomfortable when that happens.
I don't know. I think you might be a little psycho because you're just having these cold sweats. No? Are you scared or something?
No, well,
I don't know what the hell.
Is it because I'm creating too much body heat, but it's also, like, Am I afraid? That's why I'm creating all this body heat? Am I balled up? Is that why I'm creating all this body heat? Like, why am I so hot under the covers, but it is freezing outside? I don't...
Oh, because you sweating your ass off, and when you wake up, that's when it becomes a cold sweat, because you don't feel cold.
No, I wake up because I'm like, why am I wet?
Very wet.
Very wet.
I don't know why that shit happens.
It's fucking terrible.
Maybe it's because you drink almond milk.
Hey, that's an asshole move, dude.
Like, how I just shit on you and I ain't had the same cold sweats right. Last night, too.
Fucking rotten motherfucker.
But the thing is, we both had it the same night.
Same night, yeah.
It's that pink-haired ghost.
Ah, motherfuckers tampering with the goddamn AC again. That's probably what it is. You know what sucks? you know, I haven't had in a long time, a wet dream, which is nice.
That, you're not gonna have, you shouldn't have wet dreams as an adult.
That's what, really?
I mean, if you're getting vagina, you shouldn't. Well, or if you, no, as an adult, you shouldn't, because you know how to masturbate.
Yeah, I know.
You just go beat your dick before you go to sleep and just nut on yourself.
But that's, see, no one's knowing that it's going to happen. It just, like, I have a certain dream when it happens, too.
That's because your body is,
I got to get this out of here,
saying, get this poison out. We are back.
But at that time, I was actually, like, doing well. Like, this recently, like, I was relationship and everything. I'm like, yeah. And then just, boom, I'm like, hey, what the fuck?
You was drunk?
I couldn't tell you. It happened. It was a while ago.
It might happen if you're drunk. Cause you're drunk and that bitch might catch you by surprise. Like, oh yeah. Shit.
And it's like, hey.
It was like, oh, I wasn't doing nothing.
Oh, I'm gonna have to change this. I'm gonna have to clean him up first. Definitely gotta clean him up. Cause I snotted all in these.
You know how messy it's gonna be by the position that you wake up in?
Oh, definitely.
Because, like, if you wake up and you are face down, you're like,
damn it. It's everywhere.
But if you lay on your back and you wake up, you're like, all right.
I've caught it once.
It's just on me.
I've caught it once. I woke up mid, like, yeah, and I'm like, uh-uh. And I caught it and I fucking pinched it and I ran to the bathroom. And I was like, don't you dare. You get out of here. You fucking get out of here. And I pushed it out.
The worst is when you still at the house and you don't really wash your own clothes yet.
Oh, I've always, because
I wash my shit.
Yeah, I know what happens to towels when you just leave them after you think that, you know, the fucking cum's just going to do some other shit. No.
They get hard and smell like cinnamon.
Yeah, and get yellow. It's like, why it smells so sweet? It's not good. You wiping syrup up with my white towels? That's not syrup. That's not syrup at all. You spilled the syrup bottle, didn't you? It smells like syrup. I don't know why it's so stiff and syrupy smelling. I never understood that. Never understood that. It's like you starched the fuck out of this thing, but you folded it first.
Not every motherfucking nigga on here know what we talking about, but ain't gonna admit it to the bitch that they went though.
Mm-mm.
Like, admit it. What?
Man, I know, a few people probably got some fucking socks and shit.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, this is a sock. I don't know where the other pair is at, so you know what I'm gonna do with this one? Leave that fucker under the bed for good times. Oh man, I remember one time I was with somebody, and this happened in college. I remember I was with somebody, and it was never mind. I'm not gonna put the name out there, that would be terrible. But I was with this certain person I was with, and I remember, you know, pull out game, nice. That's why I ain't got no kids, so it's like, hey, let's hop out of there. And I hopped out.
being
my young self, nigga, I shoot, nigga. Sometimes if it's real close, I'll shoot. It'll shoot off. And a few times, nigga, I shot off. And I was like, I don't know where that went. I had no clue. Son, one day somebody came.
Shit. Everything clean over here.
It's so clean. Clean. I don't know where it went. So I ain't got to wipe shit up. And you know, I was like, it's not on your face or nothing like that. And then one day, I remember we had people that came in the room. And remember our beds at Southeastern, they were high. You can sit them up and people can sit under them and shit. Yeah. Yes. I remember one day, like, somebody came over and it was sitting under the bed. And it was like, man, this fucking drippy shit is on your wall. I was like, yo. It was like, bitch, you blow your nose and miss the tissue? I was like, man, let me just wipe that up real quick, son. Shut up. Y'all looking at too much shit. I was like, oh, nigga. Come drippy, drippy. I was like, oh, wow.
Man, I remember going out there.
Yeah, a few times. I mean, we had rap sessions and everything. Good times.
Oh, that was right after the storm.
Yeah. That was after the storm, y'all? It was coming. Yeah, because that's when I got the Grand Am.
Yeah, that was after the storm.
Yeah, it sure fucking was. Oh, wow. Fun. Yeah, that was, man, college days was a fun time. And only those people that I know from college still call me Flip.
to this day. So when I see that and I hear that randomly, I'm like, oh, you know me. Oh, no. I have to look around. I'm like, who are you, sir? Who's calling me this? And I'm like, oh, okay. What up, man? You know how much you know. Would you know? You know, it's fun. It's fun learning about your past and how people felt about you back then. It's like, oh, y'all thought I was that? What? No. What? It makes me feel like an asshole now.
Yeah. Apparently, I was supposed to be crazy.
Apparently, I was supposed to be hot shit. Like, I also got all the bitches. I was like, I don't have all the bitches. I was like, where are all the bitches? I usually have just one bitch at a time. And I don't even consider them bitches. I really like them. It's like, why the fuck? Fuck y'all always in my shit. You know, I'm just actually going to eat with this person because I think they're nice. No, you got a new bitch today. No, man, we just like salads. That's it. I made a mean ass salad at that fucking, because, you know, I got the fucking that lunch card.
Is disgusting.
A salad bar. Oh, man. Oh, salad bar?
I used to eat.
Salad bar is amazing.
I used to eat college salad bar, though.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a college salad bar.
A mean man salad.
And you need to explain to people what a man salad is, because my brother's not eating anything that grows out of the ground.
I'm not a rabbit. I don't eat no fucking rabbit food.
He does eat certain rabbit food.
I do. I eat but broccoli now.
Ooh, broccoli is man-made.
Yeah, so I that don't count.
Nah, technicality. That is true. That is true. But you need to explain to people what fucking man salad.
Okay, so you just take everything that you would think would make up a salad, like the lettuce, the tomatoes, the onions, none of that shit. You don't put that in there. Mm-mm. So you're going to start with your base, which is usually your lettuce. Some people get that iceberg lettuce. That's the shredded shit, right? That's the iceberg. Yeah, or you get a fat romaine.
Romaine's
that's
nice.
That's the leaf one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get a mixture of those two, but it's not lettuce. So I get me some bacon. That's my iceberg right there.
That's your iceberg, okay.
That's my iceberg. My fucking romaine is the ham slices.
Ham slices.
Put that down there. Then you throw some croutons on there.
Gotta have the croutons.
Croutons, some cheese.
Not a shadow without the
croutons. 3 eggs.
Gotta have the eggs in there.
Cut it up. Cut it in half. Nice. Just a whole hard-boiled egg. Cut it in half.
I don't mind the chunks. I don't mind little clumps and shit. Boom. I don't mind it.
And then they got the cubed ham. They got turkey
cubed
on there.
Cubed ham is always the way to go.
Because I'm thinking about Rouse's. Oh, I used to make a mean one at Rouse.
I remember when I started playing the same place that had the sesame, the sunflower seeds. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I put sunflower seeds on it and olives.
Oh, you're an olive guy?
Yeah, I just started eating olives because I...
Black or green?
Black.
Ah.
I eat a green olive if it's in a martini.
Ah.
I'm not just putting green olives on my stuff, no. Yeah. Black olives, I put that on a pizza with some mushrooms.
I slowly get into fucking eating vegetable shit on pizzas. The only thing I give you is a fucking banana pepper.
That's right, you like banana peppers.
I fuck up a banana pepper.
That's what you put on your Subway sandwich. I put fucking black olives on my Subway sandwich and pickles.
Yeah.
Black olives and pickles.
Olives is just too much. It's almost like a goddamn muffalata. Muffalata's fucking gross.
See, what's inside them? They got something red in it.
Yeah, it's nothing like Italian fucking dressing, basically, on like a fucking salami.
Oh, I put dressing on my man's salad, too.
Oh, like okay.
The basil.
Yeah. You balsamic vinegar?
Vinaigrette. Yeah, there it is. I put some of that on there.
Yeah. Fucking my salad consists of, now it would just consist of spinach. I fuck some spinach up, spinach leaves, the mixed spinach shit. I do that, or some kale, the mixed spinach and kale. Fuck yeah. I put that on there, and then I get some, two types of cheeses. You know, if it's the Mexican blend, I'll put that in there. And if they have like the sharp cheddar, I'll get that and cover that with that. And you got to get your meat, like your bacons. I gotta be the bacon crumbles. I crumble that bacon up if I put it in there. And, you know, your chunked ham. And then on top of that, I get the egg. Corn is also nice to put in there. If you get a delicacy where somebody got corn, you can put some corn in that shit. Corn is great. I like the corn. And see, the secret to what I do is after I get my crouton, I put the eggs down there, and then I go ahead and I get my crouton, and I get some bacon bits. Because I add that with if I don't have the regular bacon, you got to get bacon bits. You put that on top. And then I go with ranch in the middle and French on the outside. And then on top of that, you put your croutons so they don't roll everywhere. They already stick in the sauce. So you can just place them on top of there, and then you can go ahead and maybe sprinkle some more cheese or whatever, or put your sesame seeds on top. Not sesame seeds, your fucking sunflower seeds. Oh, ranch and French, my nigga. Oh, son, the shit is rolling. Or if you want, you can put a little bit of Italian dressing at the bottom.
You can put all of that stuff on there except for that damn spinach
and kale.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I feel you. I just got into kale.
Rouse has a salad bar that you...
It's a good salad bar. Yeah.
They have chicken.
Also, CC's Pizza. CC's Pizza has a good
salad. CC's Pizza has a buffet, right?
Yes.
Oh, I used to like that place. Because they had the buffet with all the pizzas. Yeah. And they had pasta. And then you turn around, they got like cookie cake over here.
Cookie cake
and little pies and shit. I'm like, what?
I miss a good CC's. Also, we need to go to the Japanese grill. We need to go to Japanese barbecue.
I don't think I'm going anywhere, so we could probably go this weekend. I don't think I'm leaving.
I'm not really sure what's happening. I'm not trying to go anywhere. Also, yeah, money about to be coming in. So wild, fucking. Unemployment has been good, but also pisses you off still, but it's free money, so you can't get that mad. It's not free money. You work for that money, but still, I mean, they're putting free money on top of that money, so it's just like, I want to be mad a little bit, you know, but not as much as I should be. It's still, you're getting a little bit of free money in compared to what you should be getting. It's just nice, and I thank them, but it's just like, yo, why I got to go through this fucking ring? Why I got to jump through all these hoops and shit? Nigga, I had to talk to somebody. And I'm like, I don't, what the fuck? I don't understand this.
A person.
I had a Zoom call for unemployment. The only time I've ever had to talk to somebody with unemployment was the first time I ever went on unemployment. When it was like, look, you need to set up a fucking resume. You need to get your resume out there, and boom. And that's when I got on Indeed, and Indeed gives you all the jobs. And that was the last time I had to talk to a person. Everything else was automated or is done by the computer now. And this, like, fucking, my 3 weeks should almost be up now. 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks ago, I had to have a Zoom call with somebody, and they had to have me. I was waiting. I had to wait damn near all day. I waited damn near all day, at least 8 hours, for this clock to count down so somebody can get on the phone with me to call, so I can get on the Zoom call with them, because they were that busy.
I remember that day.
I'm like, this is fucked up. I just had that before waiting.
Meeting for a minute.
Yeah, I had to charge my phone and everything. Yeah. And then just so I can show them two proofs of identity, and they didn't even need to see everything. They were just, I just need to see your face. I was like, motherfucker, I could have just did this. If that was the case, I would have just chose option one. And I don't think I would have had to do any of this shit. And I was like, man, option one was like, if you got just just your ID and two forms of ID. One was an ID and something else, but that's something else I did not have. It was asking for something crazy. And I was like, fuck, I can't. So
the Social Security card?
No, not a Social Security card. They needed something else, like a passport or something like that. And I was like, I don't have. And so I'm like, well, what's the other option? The other option is you can use your Social Security card. You can use your ID, Social Security card. They had my ID. I needed to give them two more forms of ID. And I was like, two more forms? And I was like, all right, well, fuck, what am I supposed to do? And I was like, all right, so what they asked for, the option one was some other type of form of ID. And I was like, I don't know what this is. So I can't choose this option. So the second option was your fucking birth certificate and your fucking social security card. I'm like, well, fuck, now I gotta go find my birth certificate. I had my birth certificate, it's in my safe. Now I gotta find the fucking key to the safe. We moved so many times, son. And I don't even think I have the proper key that I hid somewhere. And I had the other key. And I don't even know where the key that I hid, I don't know where that one's at. It's in a safe box. Remember that little safe box that daddy got from that? It's there. I don't know where that the fuck is at. So I had to find the original. And then I'm like, dude.
Did you find that key?
Yeah, I did.
But you didn't find a safe box.
No, I didn't find a safe box where the key that I hid. That's the one that I hid. That's there. But the original key I just had in a bag somewhere. Yeah, I don't know where those. And I'm like, man, what the fuck? What if I couldn't find this? But then I get on there and they just need to see my fucking face. And I'm like, do you understand what I had to do? Go through just to get, you know what? Just give me my shit in 3 weeks. Just, you know, that's it. And it was like 2 to 3 weeks before we can be like, hey, your shit is processed or not. So I don't even know if my shit is going through or not.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why. It's in crackdown. It's in crackdown on a nigga. And being out here, everybody's asking for fucking, dude, you got a license? You got your TDLR, fucking, man, fuck that, son. You want somebody to work for you? You need people that work? All right. Bitch, because you're not going to find them any other way. That shit fucking ag, son. I can't stand it. But, man, that's the work field. That's what we asked to go back into. Well,
no, you didn't ask to go back into it.
I didn't at all.
I asked to go back into it.
And I was, whichever one you was gonna do, I'm like, all right, I'm right there with you. Cause nigga, if we was on two different nah, that's not about to work. No. Bitch, it's like summer camp every day. It's like, all right, here we go. We go get to play on the playground again.
But I'm about to say, cause at real summer camp, you was going to summer camp.
Yeah.
I was going trained to be a counselor.
CITs. Counselors in training.
It's the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, it was the dumbest
them niggas
shit
wasn't
ever.
Gonna be real. Well, some of them did. Some of them grew up to be real counselors because she was on the military base.
Yeah, that's weird. Do they actually counsel people now? Because they didn't counsel us.
No.
We just had fun things to do.
They just call them camp counselors. I don't think, well, probably originally they used to counsel people.
Not anymore. They probably, because back then, it was probably, they was probably touching people and shit, and it's like, oh.
Hey, CITs, that was pretty nasty stuff that was going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Keita.
Mm-hmm.
Keita had Ball the bitches. Keita.
Yeah.
And
Keita was cool. Everybody liked Keita.
The white dude, I forgot what his name was, but he was with the chick who lived down the street on Shannon.
Huh. People ain't born like arms no more.
People
are not born like arms anymore.
No, they are.
You don't see them.
You just don't see them.
And people, when you hear that, arms, what's arms? Well, this dude, he was born with short arms, but he would dive so pretty.
It's like somebody told him. Yeah. His dive was fire. It's like somebody went and told him in the womb that, hey, you're going to be a midget. And the only thing that listened was his arms.
Yeah, there you go.
Because he had, his arms was like real.
He could be half raptor. If anything. Like, if he kept his tail, he would be half raptor.
Oh,
like,
I can't see a midget on him.
What?
I can't see a midget.
Who said
on
that?
Here. I'm sorry.
Why would, no. Nobody cares about that. Because I still get called midget from time to time. And I am taller than midget. I'm like, man, fuck.
But see, you're not one.
I know.
So it shouldn't be offensive to you.
It doesn't feel offensive. It's just like, hey, you said that. Just like when people say fag and you hear it, and it's like, hey. Wow, you still say that. It's weird. It's weird.
When you use it correctly, like, who that was? That was Josh. Josh was just, yeah, them fags. That, like,
oh, yeah.
Man, I was like,
it's like, oh, you don't know.
That's part of your vocabulary.
You don't know, sir.
You're not just using it like, ha-ha. That is a regular part of your vocabulary.
Yeah, no, this is what he is. He is a fag. And it's like, oh shit.
Oh, okay.
That's he's not just homosexual. He's a fag. Damn. All right. It's so weird now.
Anyone be cute with it? Call him a sissy?
Nope. sissy? Nah, I don't even think he would want it. He not a nigga that say sissy. He definitely not a nigga.
Because that's too soft.
Yeah.
Saying sissy is soft. Uh-huh. Uh-uh. It's real aggressive to say fag.
Yeah. Fag is aggressive. Nowadays. Back then, it was like, that's cute. But now, it's just like, ugh, that one hurts a little bit. I feel your pain now. I see what you're saying. It's just weird. It's just so weird that it changed like that. It's like, why do I have this thought pattern? Oh, because other people are butthurt about certain things?
Yeah, I don't understand why people got to pick words that they choosing to be offended with now, though. Because, like, every group has their word.
Everybody's choosing words now.
That like, I want to be offended by.
These niggas got their words. Well, I'm going to find a word, too. And I'm keeping, y'all can't say it. And only we can say it. And, like, girls took over, bitch. Yeah, that's crazy that, you know.
Nah, but you still can't call them one.
No, don't do that.
You can say it. Yeah. But if you tell it to them.
No, that's not nice.
No.
That's not nice. It don't sound nice.
But they say it to their friends all the time.
Bitch, what is you doing? It's like, oh, that's...
I'll be like, bitch, give me a drink. Be like, hold the fuck on. Who is you calling a bitch? Like, oh, you just did the same thing.
Now I got to be a bitch that gets you a drink? God damn. We still friends now, huh? I guess. Making me feel strange out here. Bitch, go ahead and give me that drink. I definitely don't feel like being called a bitch. And I definitely don't feel like getting you a drink now.
But really
if you come with me, I'll buy it.
Really didn't like getting called a bitch.
Oh, especially when them other two words come after it.
Oh, ass nigga. Fuck the... What is that? An adverb? The adjectives and adverbs that was put onto that motherfucker cuts you down to the soul. You want to see a tough guy get real soft? Call him a bitch-ass nigga. After you done made a nigga make that O face and you call him a bitch-ass nigga, there's something inside him. Like, it hurt real bad.
After you made that oath, after somebody comes, basically. Yeah. You know what saying? Then call him a bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, because a chick on the street come up to you and be like, oh, you old bitch ass nigga. Be like, man, fuck you. Up. Yeah.
That's like, oh, you took the dick from me just now. I understand what you just did. That's a whole mental thing.
After chick seen your old face, she call you a bitch ass nigga. Ooh, you ain't shit.
And then shove your head in the pillow and like, oh. Fucking throw a towel at you, be like, clean your soft ass up.
Clean
like,
yourself up, bitch ass nigga. Oh, yo. That's horrible.
Yo.
That's fucked up. Yeah. See, hey, you want to see fucking white people get uncomfortable? Say that shit loud as fuck somewhere in public.
Ooh.
Like, just walk.
Ooh, I get uncomfortable when people say that.
Yeah, just walk into a Starbucks. And be like, give me a French mocha cappa latte, you bitch ass nigga. Like,
oh, somebody's about to fight. Oh, somebody's about to fight.
Oh, I don't need extra cream. I'm leaving. Right nigga. Now.
There's a chair that's going to come from the back from somewhere. I know a chair's about to fly up here somehow. Jesus. Somebody's going to lose an eye. Somebody's definitely going to hurt themselves. But you can't. What? Even if you just playing. You got the finger. Was that a white finger? It looked like an Asian finger. That was a high yellow finger?
That's supposed to be her complexion.
iPhone needs to do better. That's not iPhone. But still. Oh, I've been loving these. Anyway.
I didn't know that everybody got the memo that you were supposed to do that.
Do what?
Like change your emoji colors?
Nigga, I don't see the emoji if it's not the right color.
What?
What?
What you mean you don't see it if it's not?
Nigga, if it's not brown or the color that I put it to, bitch, I lose the motherfucker. I'm like, where is the thumbs up? If it's not the black hand, nigga, I cannot find it.
That's how often I use the fucking ghetto hieroglyphics. I never knew that you were supposed to change that shit. Nigga, like, why are you giving a white high five? Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, no, I can't see it if it's not the right ethnicity.
But you went and...
Yeah, I changed them all.
You went and changed all of that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
You changed all of yours too?
What the fuck?
Oh, what?
Fuck, you want these beige fucking pastel ass hands on your goddamn... The fuck are we doing, man?
Because I would be all this shit like talking about it.
I mean,
that.
But use the ones that you use the most, you can change.
Wait, so do you change the smiley face?
The smiley face is a smiley face. It's never going to change. Smiley face is no ethnicity. Smiley face is just a yellow smiley face.
That's not a Asian?
Hmm?
That's racist? That's racist? Nigga, I always thought this smiley face was Asian.
And now with those big ass eyes, man.
iPhones made in fucking...
No way.
iPhones made in China, huh? In Japan? No, they ain't made in China. Thought the smiley face was Asian. I thought they came up with that. That's their hieroglyph. Like, hey, happy time. What?
But people been using the shit for no. Smiley faces have been smiley faces.
Okay. All right. So if the smiley face not an Asian, show me an Asian in the color ethnicity thing that they got up there. Because I didn't see it. It didn't popped up. They got that black dude that's like this with the green shirt and he got nappy hair. That's a black dude.
Yeah.
Then they got another person that's the white dude color. That's a white dude. Where's the Asian at in there?
I think they do the cultural appropriation when they go to the fun, the ones with the actual ethnicity, like, regalia on. They have those.
Oh, I know which ones you're talking about.
The ones at the bottom, like a Russian person is, you know, and you got the fucking guy with the... with the bear hat on and shit.
What are you talking about? Smiley face is Asian.
You think smiley face is Asian?
I think that's Asian.
Why it look white? The smiley face? I always thought a smiley face was a white person.
Because you grew up with Teletubbies, and that smiley face was a white baby. In the Teletubbies son.
Oh, it was.
Teletubby bye-bye.
It's time for Tubby bye-bye. Time for Tubby bye-bye. Fucking Tubby Custard. Remember when I was
the Teletubby nigga? Oh, they actually showed that baby and it's grown now? I think it was a girl.
Oh. The baby from, My Sweet Brother Noopsie, that movie. The Golden Child. That was a little girl. It showed her growing all grown up next to Eddie Murphy. Little girl. Entire time. It's like, what? Yeah, that's what I was like. What?
Why did y'all make her pretend to be a boy? Why the golden child couldn't have been a girl?
Did anybody say if it was a boy or a girl?
It was the golden child and it was the 80s, so we just assumed
it was a little boy because it was a bald-headed little Asian.
Just like you was able to get away with that whole thing that...
He played with a doll, though.
If the fucking...
Well, I mean, he made the little Coke can dance and shit.
Some people got in a car wreck. A man and his son got in a car wreck and they got rushed to the hospital. And then the doctor said, I can't operate. Why? Because that's my son. How is that possible? Back in the 80s, nobody could get the fucking riddle.
Yeah, I was like, what? I've heard this riddle before.
Yeah, it's because the fucking mom was the surgeon. It was his mama. Nobody, why back in the day, nobody thought about that.
Oh, why couldn't the doctor be a woman?
Huh? Are you doing surgery on the turkey? Get in the kitchen.
I had a fucking misogynistic bit that I don't normally ever do. I don't think I've ever done it. But what do you call a good wife? Nothing. Her ass better be in the kitchen. You definitely. That's why I don't say it.
That's
you
a joke from back in the day when they had smoking rooms in the hospital. I remember them days.
And I was like, this is something that I would never say to any on stage or nothing like that, because that's not the lane that I like to take. But it's like, oh boy, that's pretty clever, huh? Well, that'll knock them dead. And it's fucking alt rooms. Yeah. The cancellation is real.
So if you said that people would get mad and they would cancel,
people
you.
Will look at me different. People will look. I mean, it's hacky. It's a hack.
Who can't get canceled
to do that? Who can't get canceled?
Yeah. What person can't get canceled?
No, I'm pretty sure everybody's susceptible to being canceled. It's just how they get out of the cancellation is, you know, the real factor. Because lots of people have gotten canceled. You know, you see what's happening to Chris D'Elia.
I was just about
nobody
to say that.
Saying he ain't canceled. Hey, where is he at? They have a resurgence. Motherfuckers be coming back and being like, hey, remember we don't like this nigga, man? Fuck that shit. Because they did it to the dude in New Orleans. Ooh, son.
Oh, he tried to come back?
Oh, he was back. Nigga, he has so many shows.
He has so many shows out there.
And then everybody was like, hold on, man,
if y'all
remember?
Support this nigga, son, nope, I'm not fucking with y'all. And it was like, oh, shit. One dude was like, son, and he was just like, man, I'm glad that you got this show, and I'm glad that you got this going on. But if you keep letting this motherfucker here, I'm not coming, and I'm telling everybody else not to come. Kind of something like that. It's not to that extent, if people do listen to this, but it's not to that extent, but it's that magnitude, and motherfuckers like, yo, hey, I know we've been doing this thing, you know, and it's been going well, but hey, man, you can't come around here.
That's that Seth Rogen shit.
You can't. Yes. Yeah.
Everybody mad like, ah, man, you just shitted on your homie. Yeah. But that nigga can still call him on the phone.
Yeah.
He can still go over to the house.
And shit.
Yeah, but hey, to the public, hey, I don't fuck with you, son.
Don't. This right here.
You're like, nigga, I got shows on HBO and Netflix and shit. Nah, I don't fuck with you, son.
Can't fuck that up. That's too close to danger. And, nigga, it don't, son.
I'm going to get my girl to text you when the baby shower is. Son. Man, can't get a text from
put
me.
Put your ass on Zoom for a little bit. Nigga, son, like when this dude first got canceled and you see him trying to come back into the scene and you see him peek his head into a room and be like, yo, it's cool. Oh, no. And then bounce out, and it's like, and it disappear. You don't see him for the rest of the night. It's like, son, like Kenan and Eric Hollaback are like that.
Brian came
but on
back,
different,
but D'Elia didn't.
D'Elia's doing shit.
He's doing by himself.
Yeah,
but like,
Brian came back to
The Fighter and the Kid.
The Fighter and the Kid.
Yeah.
So it's back to The Fighter and the Kid.
Well,
or
no.
Still the kids. Or he just comes on there.
He comes on there.
As a guest.
They're putting them on there. Yeah.
I was sliding them back in.
They ain't had D'Elia back on there.
No. They're not going to do D'Elia. They're not going to do D'Elia because people still mad at D'Elia.
It was
like,
it was young. It was young people.
Yeah. And it's like, yo, you blaming your rich dad. Like, no. You even did some fucked up shit. And now... They had an article, I was reading Smuck's article about, I think it was Smuck, I don't want to fucking put him out there like that, if that wasn't him. But motherfucker was saying that, like, yeah, you're coming back out saying that you had a problem and that you had an addiction shit, but you're shitting on people with addictions and all that. And it's like, yeah, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, but like, you were out here, like, actually prowling on younger women. And it's like, oh. But now you're like, hey, everything's cool. I was fucked up. But you know, let's put that in the past. I'm here now. Let's get back to what I was doing. Pay me. And it's like, oh, okay. It's gonna be a difficult. You got your diehards that'll still stay there and stick with you. But
that's the ones that's gonna keep you fed though. You got to put your shit behind a paywall.
Nigga, how well is Ari doing?
Doing well enough to where this nigga leaving the country and going to stay in other countries for a little bit, I guess. I don't think he got super canceled. Like
not super super because he did, but you see the shit that he had to do, nigga, he had to duck out. Because like, oh, nigga, this shit is serious.
Man, and I wanted to fucking hear the damn special. The fucking Jewish one that he was working all them years on?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, man. I wanted to hear that shit.
Getting hit.
Right when it was about to come out.
Let's see what happens to Tony. Because, oh boy. Nigga, this shit is serious. It's like, you got to tread lightly. And it's just like...
Asian month.
Yeah, that was kind of like ridiculous. I'm like, yo.
That's like you throwing a watermelon at a black kid... In February.
And being like, nigga.
It's fucked up. And then you fucking walk past him while he's laying down and sprinkle a little diabetes on him or some shit.
Like, yo, ain't gonna do me nothing. Like, you think? Okay. All right, and you're treading some dangerous waters here.
Oh, you know what? That motherfucker was LA-ing it in Texas.
Yeah, no, they don't give a fuck about that out here, don't
he probably could have got away with it in LA.
Oh, they do get away with that shit in LA. Like, a lot of them do that shit. Like, down here, like I said, Didi be pointing that shit out because these motherfuckers, for some reason, are starting to just drop the end, just be racist blatantly just to see the reaction of the crowd. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, really? Just blatantly being racist up here thinking that ain't nobody going to try to bust your ass? All right. Motherfuckers walk up on stage on people up here. Now, it's like, man. Last few times I was out, something was going down. I was like, fuck. That's wild.
Is all her shows out in Denton?
I don't know. She'd probably be all over. She's from Dallas, I believe. So that's where her start came from. But, you know.
Oh, that's where Denton. Yes, I worked in Denton.
Denton, Fort Worth?
Yeah, I worked. Yeah. All around that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's there. And see, if I we ain't got no fucking clubs down in New Orleans, so nigga, it don't matter how good you do. It's not like motherfucker come out here promote you or see your club and shit. Nigga, it's not wasted time. It's just like, you know, talent's going swept under the rug if it doesn't get, you know, now you're getting more shit to be out on the internet, but who's looking? Who really is looking?
Who's just searching the internet for
yeah, unless you pop up and go viral on something, like, yeah, you know, who's scouting that way? Besides going viral, but yeah, nobody's scouting just to see what you're not getting.
It's kind of iffy on you going viral. I don't even know how it fucking happens. Like, do you have to put tags on your shit so everybody could see it? Like, how do they even fucking get the shit? Yeah. See, I sound old as fuck.
Just more people share it. Some people, they add other people. Like with my, thing. Just other people take it and fucking send it to other people.
But I mean, if your friends would have to see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would have to show it to somebody else.
If it gets real popular, it comes up on a timeline, depending on where you put it.
But how would it get popular if only your friends could see it?
Why only your friends seeing it? What do you mean?
Like when you post stuff on Instagram. Everybody's seen
it. It's public.
But how would they see it? You'd have to put tags in it or something, right?
You don't have to put tags in it.
And it'll just
pop up in the feed. Like, if you go to the search on Instagram and you just put in, search, what you stop on the most and what you look at is normally what's going to be on that search. And also, whoever is, like, what's ever getting the most popularity will also pop up on there. Like, if I put a video up on Instagram, like, you look at my shit a lot. So, that will also pop up in your search. Or if my shit's being seen a lot, that'll prop up in your search.
Fuck that. I would never be able to go viral.
Leslie hit me up one day and she was like, "You're on my feed." "You're in my search" or some shit like that. I was like, "What?"
I've seen people post that like, "Oh, hey sis, you made it to my search." I was like,
What the fuck does that mean? That, you know, that your shit's really, like, circulating, I'm assuming. So, it's the popularity of it.
Who told you that?
I mean, I'm just assuming this. I don't think I have.
No.
Leslie.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how to do any of that shit.
I
didn't know how to block people on Facebook. I didn't know how to block people on Instagram. Didn't realize that, hey, I got people blocked on my Instagram and Facebook. Somebody else did it. Yeah. I didn't do that.
I've actually had somebody go on my phone and erase a friend of mine's number out the phone. And I was like, "Well, I don't have your number." And she went to my phone and she was like, "Why don't you have my number?" And I was like, "You know what? I have no idea." And then I found out later that person went in and was like, "Fuck that bitch." And I was like, "Yo, it's rude. I talk to this person often." Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Fucking mean. College was ruthless. College is where you get, you got, I got thick skin after that. It's when it got, you got your heart broken and shit. And well, I say that as you, like everybody else, had this happen to them, but not just me. Got my heart broken hard.
In college?
Yeah. That was a terrible time.
You said that only happened to you?
Nah, I'm pretty sure it happened to other people. But you know, I can't say that, you know, like I'm putting it out as everybody gets their heart broken, but no, I did. I did. I got my heart broke hard, and it was so devastating, son. And then I tried to marry that person. So, life lessons, right? This has been fun. This has been a good time. Man, have you been messaging that person? But you know when they call, you can just send them a quick message. Just,
oh no, I didn't
know. No, I was just saying. I was like, "Oh man, you keep hanging up on her. She gonna get mad." You
ain't telling her nothing. Hanging up on her. I was just pressing the silent button because my vibration is real hard.
Yeah, I got a hard vibration on my other phone, my Galaxy.
That was.
You got that JSP. Good vibration. Mm-hmm. Sweet sensation. Yeah. Wouldn't it be crazy if it was really raining men, or like men body parts?
What? Wait, what did you say?
Wouldn't it be crazy if it was like really raining men, like if it was raining men body parts?
Yes, it would be crazy as shit.
Yeah.
Because that means someone got murdered on a bunch of planes and nigga just started tossing them out.
Yeah, that'd be something. What if somebody's just a collector of dicks and was like, we gotta get rid of these dicks? And then just started fucking crop dust in the world with their collection of...
Of dicks?
Yeah.
That would be so horrible.
At the bottom of the fucking plane. It's like, hey, the fucking plane, it's too heavy. What's going on? I gotta unload some of these dicks. Just
like how when they have a fucking forest fire and they come over and they just dump all that water out the plane.
Yeah, crap dust. Yeah. Just a huge collector of fucking flaccid penises.
Oh, it would hit people on the ground. Some people would actually get hurt.
And if you were really thinking that all the raindrops were lemon drop or gum drops, or what a rain it would be standing outside with your mouth open wide.
Oh, no, that would knock your teeth out. That would knock your teeth out. Some would get a hole in one and it would and choke, choke the shit out of them.
Yeah, that's true. That'll fuck him up. That'll definitely fuck him up. Oh, Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels, man. He beat that dude to death with a dildo.
He did. Beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
With a big dildo.
Silicone is something, though. That's...
Remember when I was going to get a big dick and put it on the table and, like, if you, what it was, if you dropped the blunt or if you, it was something that you did with the blunt or if you held on to it, you was going to get hit with the dick. I never got the dick. I got a child. And then he started hitting people in the dick.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. Because you also had that candle that...
Hey. 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 I did have the candle.
We lived the life.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so gross. It was wicked. I was like, what is that? For real? That's what we're doing in this lifestyle? You just gonna fucking put it on display on the table, like,
and then
like,
and then
like your grandma ain't upstairs, man. Got a whole grandmother upstairs, just fucking dick candles on the table.
Like, okay. Hey, grandma ain't coming down here. There's a whole separate house down here.
Sure, she's
what's she
not.
Coming down here for?
I mean, it is her house.
Somebody, yep. Okay.
Good times.
Yeah, that candle got broken in half.
In half.
Someone found out about that candle.
That the person that didn't make it, huh? Another person found out about the candle, didn't they?
I made the candle.
Yeah, no. You made it with another person, though.
Okay. Yeah. That's irrelevant.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying another person had this candle.
Ah.
I mean, she found out about the candle.
Uh-huh.
And still to this day asks me to send her a candle.
Is that how you say it?
That is not ask-us? How you say it. Ask us. Ask us.
Been ask us?
Asks.
Ask.
Ask.
Hmm.
That was horrible.
That's like them hood chicks. Then, ooh, you got your maskus and shit? Where the money's at? I hate people that say monies. Ooh, I hate people that say monies. Make sure you bring your monies to the office.
Like, the change? That's why you plural?
No, nope. We got a field trip coming. Make sure y'all got all y'all monies together before you can go on the field trip. It's like, the monies? What? Would he really? Is that how it's said?
Why you say these ghetto ass chaperones at your fucking field trips and shit?
She is the vice principal. She is saying this on the intercom, nigga. All the children hear this. I'm like, monies? Monies with an S? Is it IES? I don't even know if this is a word. Are you supposed to say monies? I don't like it. I'm not liking it. And I'm thinking you're teaching this wrong. And I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
You're supposed to be saying what the teachers say.
I don't think you're supposed to get a vice principal position and you don't speak English properly.
Hey, apparently, on that show, vice principals, you could be whatever the fuck you want to and be a vice principal.
I got a Gamby sweater. So
you said you got?
I have a Gamby sweater, yes.
Where are you going to wear this sweater at?
I have worn the sweater already. I wore it for Easter. That's my Easter picture. We took a...
I don't think I've seen your Easter pictures.
You sure didn't, because you didn't like it. Need you to get up, get your Instagram game.
Okay. Let me tell everybody something. When I go on Facebook or Instagram, it's either or... Oh shit, I did not see. No, I did not. That was on it. I did not see that at all. First of all, they shouldn't have fucking stopped the chronological order of like, okay, this day, this day, this day. Now they got it like, I be getting shit from fucking 4 days ago. So when I wake up, I go to the bathroom and I look at either Facebook. No, I look at both of them. I look at Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, the first three. They might, whatever first three it is that pop up, they might get a like. Then I turn that shit off and I go to Instagram. Those first three, they'll get a like. Then I turn that shit off because I don't be on there like that. So the only time I get stuck on there is when one of my first three pop up and it's a fucking video. And then it takes me to that whole different video section. And then there's nothing but other videos underneath that. And that's why I get stuck.
The void,
see, and that's why I don't, that's why I'm three and I'm out. I scroll, I see you, I'm gone. That's it. See, same thing like in the military. I'm up, he sees me, I'm down. That's how they told you to run across.
Prairie dog it.
Yeah. You run across the fucking
head
field.
By a sniper.
Yeah. And, oh no, they let you think about it yourself. They just let you know, hey, I'm up, he sees me, I'm down. That's how y'all gonna get across. You be like, wait, no. Niggas is gonna shoot at me. Wait a minute. I'm up, he see me. That is like whack-a-mole.
Yeah. So he gonna pop with up in bullets. One of these places. Nope.
Mm-mm. Hey, but when they first tell you that and you fucking 18 years old, fresh out of high school, you like, yes! I'm gonna run in this shit! Give a fuck. My gun gonna jam. I'm still gonna run in this shit. Murder, murder. Kill, kill.
Not good.
Not good at all. Because if you think about it, it's like, God damn it. Motherfucker had y'all really running to y'all death.
Expendable. Your parents will make some more. They still fucking.
They showed us so many obstacles that was named after niggas that jumped on grenades. Like, you are subconsciously telling me that, hey, we'll give you a medal if you jump on this grenade and save everybody else. Like, bitch.
No, what's up?
Why are y'all promoting these niggas that's jumping on grenades?
I'll jump on a grenade for you. Is that how it goes? No, it's not it.
That was a good song.
Oh, there it is. Okay, that was. Speaking of songs.
That was Bruno Mars, huh?
Yeah. Everybody go check out J. Cole's album. It's fun. It's a good listen.
Also, Maury.
Oh, Moray.
Moray came out.
Go ahead and hop on that album. That's a good listen. I've been listening to that one at least four times now. All the way through.
I like soulful fat niggas that used to be in the church, but they trapped for a little bit, but now they rap.
Shout out Mo3.
Mo3 too? Yeah. Wait, what?
I think he died. I think he did now. Mo3? Oh. I'm pretty sure he did. I'm not sure. I think he did, though. Hopefully not fact check most of them.
You speaking death on this nigga.
I'm not speaking death on him. This is what I heard. I think.
You heard this, you think, was it a secret?
Nah, I don't think it was a secret. It's not supposed to be a secret.
It's not supposed to be a secret. Nah. That he's dead?
Anyway, check him out, though. No, he actually did a song. He did
I thought the shit was recently.
What was recent? That he died?
No.
Oh.
That the song that he did, Mo3, I thought that was a recent song.
I mean, he's gonna, yeah, I don't know, probably so. I might be tripping. Probably.
Nope.
Nope, still alive?
Nope, he's dead.
Oh, he did die.
November 11th.
Yeah, okay, so I was right. Yeah, that thing was doing a lot. Mm-hmm.
Precious birthday.
Hey. Okay.
Well, November 11th, 2020.
Remember.
Where did he die at?
The 5th of November.
Place of death, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We from here. Yeah. Go back to the hood once you start making it. Woo.
Wait a minute. I was up there.
You having a Nipsey Hussle moment? Because that's what happened when Nipsey died. I was like, wait. I'm in LA. Oh, shit.
Oh, he died when you was out there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And that's when I went to the memorial and shit.
Oh, you went to
I went to the Marathon clothing store, and I was like, there's only one
memorial that I want to go to.
Yeah, man, I didn't mean.
It's not even a memorial. I went
to the store to pick up a shirt because I thought that I could just go to his store and pick up a shirt, but apparently, no, you can't do that.
Why?
What? Nigga, there's a visual there out there. There was a visual. Happening.
Oh, his store doesn't.
But people in California, nigga, they put candles everywhere when motherfuckers die.
So you just blocking my store from making money?
Oh, the entire store was covered. The entire store parking lot was covered with candles. It's wild to see. But nah, the store was closed after that. Like once he died, they
closed the store down.
It's not like closed down. It's just like, hey,
I wasn't one of them black people that was pretending like they listened to Nipsey Hussle.
No, I listened to him after that. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, you listened to him after. But there was a lot of people acting like back when Tupac died, all these motherfuckers showed up at school with fucking Tupac picture taped to their ID and shit. Like, bitch, Tupac wasn't that. Oh, you crying by the tree? For real? You crying by the tree for fucking Tupac? Sing a Tupac song. Stupid motherfucker, man.
See the thing, well, with Nipsey, like I there was a lot of songs that he was in that I didn't even notice until it actually came on. Like until I knew of him, like once he clicked in my head, because there was a lot of songs that I have heard him on. I was like, oh nigga, that nigga was on this song, that nigga was doing this too. And I never knew who the nigga was. I mean, I knew of the nigga, I just never listened to him. But you know. And then I was like, well, how you get nominated for a Grammy? Like, who is... But it's just the people like you. When the people like you enough, that's when you get nominated for a Grammy.
What?
Wait, not a, is it a Grammy?
No.
No, wait. What did he get? He got nominated for...
Can't be a Grammy.
What is it? Yeah. No.
It was a Grammy?
Yeah, nominated for a Grammy. Yeah, like when it's your popularity. That's what it says based on popularity.
Grammys are based on popularity?
A Grammy? Wait, not is it supposed nominated to for be. A Grammy? Wait, is it a Grammy or? Yeah, no, it's a Grammy because fucking what you call is nominated for one as well. Who? Jay Electronica.
But he has actual albums.
This nigga, his album was nominated for a Grammy. That album, Nipsey's?
He had just dropped an album?
That was his only album.
That's what I thought. I thought he only had Oh, he dropped that album and then he died.
Yeah. But okay. It was nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, and he actually won.
Received his first Grammy nomination. Huh. Debut studio album, Victory Lap. Yeah.
And when did he die? Because that says March 31st, 2020.
He died right there, not too long after. I'm not sure.
So he got a fucking Grammy.
Yeah. It's but based on popularity.
He got an album.
From what I was told. And probably should have been fact-checking things all night, but who cares? And, yeah, so, you know, most of the shit that I've been saying, I have been right. Well, I don't know where I've been hearing it from.
But still, he had an album. I thought that he didn't have, I thought all he had was, like, underground. He, like, featured on somebody's shit, and it was giving him a Grammy.
That's what I thought, that, like, he just, like, people.
Like you got a Bill Cosby Grammy.
Yeah, but it's like, I thought Grammys was just a white thing, to be honest with you. Like, I had no idea. I was like, well, how does he get a Grammy?
What you mean?
Yeah, I know that a lot of people, I don't care that DJ Paul has a Grammy and all that. It still sounds like a white thing. The Grammys sound white.
Oh, yeah.
Having a Grammy sounds really white.
I ain't never actually watched the Grammys. Even when Wayne won, I didn't watch the Grammys.
Still sounds white. Still sounds like just something white to have.
Matter of fact,
like, I don't.
That's why Whatchamacallit and them had that fucking show, is because they won a Grammy.
DJ Paul and them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won a Grammy for fucking Hustle and Flow, huh?
Yeah. And it's just like,
I don't like the Oscars neither.
So weird. Well, how do you get, like, what is the Grammys based on?
Like you said, probably popularity.
Yeah.
It's not. It's supposed to be on skill and record sales or something. Because that shit shouldn't count no more.
Board of people who vote, so it's not like a People's Choice Award where it's basically about sales.
Oh, like the specific board of people that vote for Bobby Shmurda to put his music out, like that board of people. I'm just saying, because that's not that. I don't think that counts for anything, because that fucking sucks. That's having like terrible judges.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, well, what just brings like you the right you to say that you can give this person this?
On the Walk of Fame. Once I found out that, all you do is pay for that.
Yeah, just like that check mark. Well, to be verified, don't you have to pay to get verified?
You don't have to pay, depending on. Y'all give me a headache. Y'all are old.
Why? What's the fucking deal with the check mark? Why does it matter?
But some people have paid to get that check mark.
Some people have.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I understand you don't have to be verified. You just have to be this person. But some people have paid. No. You have to be.
Oh, yeah,
you gotta be a very popular person.
You just have to be.
Unless you go through a specific thing through Google, which only weirdo white people do.
Right.
See, that's another stunt. That's another, like,
weirdo white people.
Look, I got a check.
Part of everybody. So, like, just like, okay.
That's just something else for somebody to say that they have over you. Hey, I got a check. It means nothing. It means that a lot of people know you. A lot of people know you.
Because people are putting out information, you have to make sure that somebody's not pretending to be you and giving out false information that kills people.
Okay. Not most of your videos.
And that's the only
most of your videos are by checked motherfuckers.
Most
the videos that you watch and you look at, are they by people that have a check next to their name?
No. I mean, it's just normal people though.
Most of the people are not. Well, they do.
But it
see
takes
the
a
people,
lot to
the
get
people
verified.
With the check on their name. Everybody. Yeah,
there's a whole thing.
Like the Rock has a check.
But yeah, that's just like.
And everybody's following him.
It's like fucking standards in what you need to have to get verified. I get it. But still, it's just like it puts it in a hierarchy system. And it's like, oh, okay.
But the thing does. It
this guy, we look up to this person because this person has a blue check. And that's how other people see it. And it's like,
it doesn't
well, we need
give
to listen
you
to this person
anything.
Now.
Oh, because people your age see the check and be like, oh, let me go look at more of his stuff because he got a check. Let me see what he's doing.
It's easier to slide into celebrities' DMs.
When they have a check?
Because you know that it's them.
Oh, so you know that's the real person because it's a check.
Right. Mm. But like, even if you're sliding into their DMs, if you have a check, you kind of get bumped to the front. You can see it.
I don't understand what's the purpose of actually commenting on a celebrity's page.
Well, Jadena told me happy birthday, so.
Who?
The guy that sings Bambi.
Bambi, Bambi, Bambi. He has posted me to his story on multiple occasions, and he told me happy birthday. And that's all I ever needed in life. That's my husband.
Toby actually reposted that. I said he was on fucking 2K. I was like, oh, Toby made it 2K, and he fucking reposted my shit.
On Twitter?
On, I don't fuck with Twitter.
Yeah,
on Instagram. Twitter. On Instagram, you know how on the stories? I put it on my stories, and then he was like, oh, shit, and he put it on his stories.
Twitter is movable porn with words.
Yeah. Okay.
That's basically all that's on that shit.
I don't fuck with Twitter. And racist. I fuck with Twitter the first 2 weeks, and then I was like,
I don't understand what I'm supposed to do with that neither. I'm just supposed to, hey, I'm walking down the street, about to go get a coffee. Tweet. The fuck?
Tweetly deep.
Who cares about that? Why? See, that's what's fucked up. I don't understand why people started caring about what another motherfucker thought so goddamn much. Everybody to where we not. Have to have all of these feeds and shit. Like, I get on there and put shit up. Well,
that's what
for
makes
pictures.
Money now. That's
so
what people,
everybody who can't see me doing. On the regular so, see the pictures.
If you want to hop on the bandwagon, that's what everybody's doing. It's just bandwagon hopping. And it's like, oh, this is what's making money. All right, let me do this now. This is what's the thing. Yeah, right.
Oh,
some of it's cool.
I
all
do.
Right, that's cool.
Make
but,
TikToks though.
Like all the other shit, I'm like, I can't get with it. I can't get with this program. I won't get with this program.
You're not gonna make no TikToks?
I can't do it, man.
We're gonna go make a grown man TikTok.
I mean, there's other shit that I would do and for it.
But see, I got
like,
kids. I make TikToks with the kids.
I'm gonna do my own shit.
I'm not just doing a
TikTok
by myself.
Make my own stuff. Like I've always been doing. I can't conform to everybody being cheaps. It's like, look, they did this. I'm gonna do it too. Nah, No, I'm not going to do that. Everybody, I hate that shit. I fucking hate it with a passion. Because everybody does that. Oh, man, did you get on this challenge? Did you do this? And it's like, fuck.
Hey,
you
did a challenge.
I did a challenge because it was for a reason. And I fucking did it because I got challenged to do that. And I was like, I can do this. It's for a cause. That's fine. But then just to be like, yeah, I'm going to dump some water on myself for some shit that I didn't even research. I don't really know what this is going on, and I ain't fun to it at all, but look, I'm being part of everybody else.
I wasn't even talking about that challenge.
What,
you talking about
challenge?
The push-up challenge.
No,
I wasn't talking about that.
I did the push-up challenge, but I'm talking about the ALS challenge. I mean, some people just did it just because, like, hey, look, you know, I'm
you
not really doing it.
You did the
donating.
ALS challenge?
No, I ain't do that shit.
No, you did the fucking, the Soul Gone challenge.
Yeah, and I'm mad that I did that, because I'm like, what the fuck? Why? Like, this doesn't make any sense for me to be like, look, I did one, too.
And then you call niggas out.
Yeah, I did. And I was like, I hate this shit. And I hate doing this.
I
and
just liked rapping again.
See, that's the reason I did that. But it pissed me off as I was doing it because fucking. Oh. Yeah, I was just mad as I was doing it. And I was like, this is dumb. All right, man, we gone. My highlight, y'all. This has been Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline. Chasing a dream. We are out here dream chasing. It's because we just got on random tangents now. It's like, wait. We're still talking. It's like 2 hours. And we were supposed to pick up a package and shit. And I think I missed my package call. So
what? You missed a call?
Yeah, I've been missed it. My phone and watch was upstairs.
Oh, shit. That's what you went and got?
Yeah. Had to go get it. Missed that package. So.
I was supposed to cook. I missed messages too.
Yeah, nigga got to do things, man. Niggas, it's 2 hours that didn't pass, and we lost a little bit of our life just now. So it has been fun, everybody. This has been Tell Me a Joke. This is my brother, the Broski.
Kevin Smith. Say to Anthony if you think I'm a serial killer.
Say to Anthony. I don't think. Oh, All right. Kevin Anthony.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, I know. That's how daddy says it, and that makes you nervous. It's like, oh, shit. The belts are going to start clingling. All right, so let's not go down that road, because, boy, we can start talking again. Next time, folks. But until then, keep it metal!